This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and it's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. More details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, is D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Alright, now I am currently doing the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is a challenge to do, to podcast every day for 30 days straight. However, I'm doing it with Comic Book Noise, which is a bit of a cheat because Comic Book Noise is pretty much a daily show anyway. I just do a few extra ones. I've been doing a few extra ones on the weekend. However, I decided to do a podcast about a movie I saw this past weekend? Or was it the weekend before? No, it was this past weekend, I think. I can't remember exactly when I saw it now. But it's a movie called Parallels, and it is a science fiction movie. I saw it on Netflix, and basically, this is it. This brother and sister and one of their neighbors ends up going into this mysterious building, right? Now, their father... The father of the kids left them a note, basically saying, "Here, go to this address. You know, everything will be explained when you get there." And when he gets there, when they get there, they go in. They're hanging out for a while. They're looking, trying to figure out why the father sent them to this place. And then all of a sudden, everything just goes crazy. Wait a minute, did everything go crazy? I think they ran into some girl who was hanging around. And all of a sudden, then everything goes crazy. And when they come out, they were originally in the, like New York City or some big city like that. But when they, but after everything goes crazy and they go back to what they were doing... everything is all bombed out. You know, everything is rubble. It's all destroyed. Oh my God. I am trying to drive home and these people are being assholes. Sorry. All right. So everything is all bombed out. And that's when, they figure out, or the girl tells, I can't even remember how it went, that, the building takes them to different different dimensions where things have changed, you know. And they explain, well, how many different universes are there? And they give the whole idea of a multiverse with the same way that I think that a multiverse would be, and that's that there's everything. It's unlimited options, right? You know, she said there could be where everything is the exact same as your world with one less mosquito, you know? And I've always thought that, where, you know, what if, what if it's not just a mosquito, but what if the mosquito, when they're walking, it takes one step instead of two before it flies off. You know, little things like that, little minute differences. That's what I've always thought. I don't think I've discussed this before on this show, this podcast. And they end up running into some people. When it got done, and I'll tell you right now, it ends very abruptly, okay? Because I was, like, half paying attention, half looking away, doing something else. I caught the most of the gist of what was going on. In fact, I caught most of everything that was going on. Towards the end, it got a little weird where... How to put this? They weren't writing their movie. Okay, what they were doing is they were setting up a sequel. Okay, and the way they set up a sequel is by distilling all of the questions that we had throughout the movie into like the last 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, things like, you know, how does this building work? You know, who created it? Can it be controlled? How do you, you know, things like that. Those are all the questions that, you know, I was kind of wondering about the whole thing, but they never really addressed them. They brought them up. They said, well, this will all be explained to you later. And then the movie ends, you know, so, and I'm telling you this because as I'm watching it, it brought me to mind of the television show Sliders. Okay. Just a grittier version, because Sliders was a little too polished, you know. I liked Sliders, and this is one thing they did bring up, is that the building is not a time machine, right? Just like in Sliders, they technically shouldn't have been going backwards and forwards in time, but rather different dimensions, and so that is that. You know, that was cool. You know, it's not like Voyagers. Not Star Trek Voyager, but Voyagers, where it was a time travel story. You know, Doctor Who, that's a time travel story. Parallels, this is a movie? It's not. And the reason I'm bringing up Sliders and I'm bringing up all these other TV shows is because that's what this movie felt like. It felt like an extended pilot for a TV show that never got made. Okay, or maybe... I don't know, since this is Netflix, and I want to say this was a Netflix original, but I'm not 100% positive. This could be their way of testing the water. You know, Amazon has its pilot season, and, you know, Netflix just says, hey, we're going to do this, you know, which I don't know which one I like better. The one who's giving the people what they claim they want, or the people who's just saying, yeah, don't worry, we got this. We know we don't. Either way, it's so far, with a few exceptions, Netflix hasn't steered me wrong, you know? Now, I will admit, I haven't watched all of the original programming. Some of it I'm just not interested in. There's, and you know, and the ones that I stopped watching or I just weren't into, I could still tell that they're quality things, okay? Once again, just because I don't like something doesn't mean I think it's bad, okay? House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Those are the ones that get the most buzz. But I never finished the second season of House of Cards. And I was just like, I'm watching it. And I forgot what happened. But as with a lot of things, something happened, I was like, yeah, all right, I'm done. And with Orange is the New Black, I watched the first episode. And then I was done. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I see what this is like. This is like, it was this TV show a long time ago when I was a kid called Prisoner Cell Block H. Which... It was an Australian show. It was really weird because they used to show it on like one of the VHS stations here. Not VHS. I'm not talking about UHF. VHS. One in the UHF stations here, but they would show it at like 11 o'clock at night, you know. So I'm a little kid. I was still up late enough to watch it, even though I definitely should not have been watching it, right? But that show has been remade as a show called Wentworth, also in Australia. But it was about a women's prison. And, you know, and that's what, you know, I saw this. The first thing I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a women's prison, but they can swear and they can show boobs. Okay. And, you know, like I said, I saw the first episode and I was like, all right, I don't need to watch anymore. And I haven't. Everybody's like, oh, this move, this is so good. This is so good. This is so good. Like, okay, you watch it then. There's more for you. But Sense8, I absolutely love. I'm glad that they renewed it. I cannot wait for the second season. I like that sort of bizarre, seemingly all over the place type of storytelling. Daredevil, I like because it was a book. They were building, you know, each episode was a chapter building to, you know, the final end. They could have conceivably ended Daredevil right then and never made another show, and it would have been great. You know, it was complete. It was perfect. But they are going to have a second season. Anyway, there was the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is a goofy comedy. I like it. BoJack Horseman is as a cartoon for adults, and it's I like it. There are a couple others that are like dramas. One called Hemlock Grove. I haven't gotten all the way through the first episode yet, but that's just because I kept getting interrupted. I said, all right, I'll try again later. Yeah, but that's the one thing that bugged me about. Oh, really? I'm sitting at this light, right? I'm sitting at this red light. People sitting at a red light, and all of a sudden it just turned to a flashing yellow. Just red light, red light, red light, flashing yellow. Oh. Anyway, there were no, at least for me, recognizable actors in this movie. And you know, and I'm pretty good at recognizing character actors, even if I can't remember where I saw them from. I'm pretty good at remembering them. There's this show called Mr. Robot. Absolutely love the show. If you're not watching it, you really should. And I'm looking at the original, at the lead character. I'm like, where do I know this kid from? Where do I know this kid from? Well, first off, he looks like a Gilberto Hernandez drawing, with the puffy eyes. And just if you see the kid and you've seen one of the Heartbreak Soup stories, then you'll say, oh yeah, I see what you're getting at. But I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere. I know this guy from somewhere. Yeah, it turns out that he is the butler from Sweet Blood of Jesus, which is a Spike Lee movie. It was his Kickstarter. I haven't watched it yet, but I have seen the trailer for it, and that's the kid. Okay, so I'm pretty good at recognizing some of these people. And the brother and the sister and the girl who basically came out of nowhere, they don't look familiar to me at all. The one friend, he did look a little bit familiar, but I can't picture him. If he was anything, then he was like a guest star on a police procedural where he was suspected of killing somebody. You know, I mean, it's one of those type of deals. Yeah. So anyway, the movie is okay if you want to waste. If you know, I'm not going to say waste. If it's a lazy Sunday afternoon and you just want something that's not going to tax your brain too much, but not still be so absurdly stupid that you just want to throw something at me when you see me for recommending it, then I recommend it. You know, it's not earth-shattering, they do have some pretty cool ideas for alternate realities. In fact, there's this one room where they and I'm not even sure who exactly they are, keep track of all these different Earths. And when they were going through and saying what some of them were, I was like, you know what, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that, you know. So yeah, I mean, if you like alternate realities, that kind of stuff, multiple alternate realities, you might like it. If you miss Sliders and you want to see something like that, no, Sliders was fun. Okay, it had an a sense of adventure, sense of fun. This movie, like I said, is a lot darker and a lot grittier. And there were times where I guess they said, you know what, we're gonna let these guys act, because you know they're talking and the plot will be progressing really nice. Then all of a sudden, the brother will ask the sister, why did you leave? No, the sister asked the brother, sorry. Why did you leave? And then it's like monologue time. You know, and they're talking, or there's like some really serious acting going back and forth. When this is not a movie that really needed a whole lot of acting to, okay? And I know that sounds bad, but sometimes acting just detracts from what's going on, you know. Anyway, it's on Netflix. It's called Parallels, and it's a decent movie. You know, it's nothing that's going to change your life, but it's something that when you get done with it, you'll probably just be like, okay, didn't waste my time. But it's not something that's going to stick with you forever. Maybe not even by the end of the night, but. Yeah, there you go. You know what? I'm gonna give a bonus thing. The movie Birdman. Saw it. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. No, it was very well shot. Oh, I should say, the one thing I did like was the camera work. Love the cinematography. There were some parts where it looks like you're in one scene and then it moves up and then it's something totally different. That part I liked, but the story itself I thought was weak as hell. Was not a fan at all. And everyone in that movie, with the exception of Amy Ryan, were just really repugnant people. You know, it's like, why would I want to watch a movie about these people? And it turns out I didn't really want to. However, that said, the worst person out of all of them was Ed Norton. But when he was on the screen, it was a movie worth watching. He at least made it interesting, because there's a difference between some of the people who are just horribly awful people, and they either, you know, and they didn't want to take ownership of that, but he didn't care. He was like, yeah, I'm an awful person. You know, I am. He's a really, really horrible person. And yet he, like I said, the movie was more about him. I would have liked it, you know. But it was, I think somebody called it The Human Condition. Yeah, I know some people like watching stories about the human condition. Others of us are just like, all right. Anyway, so there you go. All right, so take it easy.